Hello, this is Will from calling from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Yeah, I can.
Thank you so much. First question, can I have your zip code, please?
55398.
Thank you. Can I have the year of your birth?
2004.
2004. Okay, thank you. In your opinion, what is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native? White?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
High school. I'm in college right now.
Okay, thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Probably Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Probably not a strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Like in the middle there, neutral?
Let me read you your options. Very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied,
somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Hopefully better.
Somewhat better or much better?
Someone.
Okay, thank you. What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? I'm going to read a list, and you let me know the number that you want me to mark, okay?
Okay.
Okay, number one, climate change and the environment. Number two, affordable quality health care. Number three, rising cost of living. Number four, reproductive or maternal health. Number five, public safety, including gun violence. Number six, access to quality education. Number seven, protecting and expanding voting rights. Number eight, criminal justice and police reform. Number nine, access to good jobs. Number 10, affordable quality housing. Number 11, reducing racism and discrimination.
Number 11,
okay, thank you so much. Next question. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? I'm going to read a list and you let me know what number, okay? Number one, community-led violence prevention initiatives. Number two, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Number three, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Number four, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Number five, increased police presence. Number six, decreased police presence. Number seven, increased gun control statewide. And number four, okay, thank you. Next question. What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? I'm going to read a list and you let me know what number, okay? Number one, law enforcement programs. Number two, gun control measures. Number three, drug and substance abuse prevention. Number four, emergency response services. Number five, neighborhood watch initiatives. Number seven, community engagement and cooperation. Number eight, mental health support services. Number nine, support for victims of crime. Number 10, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. Number 11, juvenile justice programs. And number 12, none of the above.
What was the question?
What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community?
What was number one again?
Law enforcement programs?
Yeah, I'm going to pick that one.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. I'm going to read the list and you let me know what number, okay?
Okay, can you repeat the question?
Here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. I'm going to read the list and you let me know what number you want me to mark, okay?
Okay.
Okay, number one, diversifying police ranks. Number two, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Number three, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Number four, reducing
traffic. Number three?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Next question. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Once again, we're going to do the same dynamic. I'm going to read the list, and you let me know what number you want me to mark. Number one, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development. Number two, school safety and security. Number three, quality of teachers. Number four, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure. Number five, access to...
Number four.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you strongly agree? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Which initiatives or programs do you think will be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? I'm going to read the list. You let me know, okay? Mentorship programs. Number two, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Number three, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Number four, suicide intervention programs. Number one, two, three, four. Number five, access to culturally affirming curriculum. Number six, walk-in counseling centers at school. Number seven, access to quality after-school programs. Number eight, none of the above.
The one with racism. I forgot what number it was.
Number three.
Okay.
Let me see. Number three, you said. Okay. Now, here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community. Rather than solely punishing the offender, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools? Do you support or oppose?
Is there a neutral? Because it really just depends on the crime, I guess.
Well, the options are either you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, next question. School resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Do you support or oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you so much. Next question. Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint, such as chokeholds on students?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you so much. Next question. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? I'm going to read the list once again. Let me know what number you want me to mark. Number one, support building a strong professional network. Number two, more opportunity to promotions and raises. Number three, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Number four, help acquiring valuable job skills. Number five, help starting or maintaining a business. Number six, ability to build an investment portfolio. Number seven, debt reduction. And number eight, none of the above.
Number three,
okay. Thank you so much. Next question, which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? I'm going to read the list. You let me know. Increase home ownership programs, increase statewide subsidized housing, universal health care, increase food assistance programs, increase income. Okay, universal health care. Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood you live? The neighborhood to live. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm going to read the list. You let me know what number. Number one, access to parks and natural spaces. Number two, neighbors who look like me. Number three, walkability. Number four, safe and secure surroundings. Number five, affordable housing options. Number six, friendly and supportive neighbors. I'm sorry. Number seven, access to good schools. Number eight, employment opportunities nearby. Number nine, convenient public transportation options. And number ten, none of the above. Number eight?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? I'm going to read the list. You let me know. Number one, repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Number two, building more middle and low income housing. Number three, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Number four, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Number five, teaching people about home ownership. Number six, giving initiatives to companies who build affordable housing. And number seven, none of the above.
Number four.
Thank you so much. Next question, we almost done now. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm living with a partner.
Okay, thank you so much. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? One, two, three, four, five, six, or more?
Five.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Are you employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home, parents?
Part-time.
Or student? Part-time?
Oh,
okay.
I'm a student.
Okay, student. Thank you so much. Were you born in the United States or another country?
In the United States.
Thank you. Were both of your parents born in the United States?
No.
Was one born in another country or both of them were born in another country?
One of them was born in another country.
Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I wasn't old enough to vote yet.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Small town.
Okay, thank you. Last year, that is back in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Like 200,000.
Okay, thank you. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for being such a nice person. Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
Oh, no problem. What was the service for?
It's for research.
For what?
For organizations working in the communities to provide solutions for issues happening, such as violence, crime, drug addiction, immigration. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye.